Blog Talk Radio.
Get into it hot and heavy, you know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all feeling all right on this Pretty Petty Tuesday, and everything is going to be y'all right. Everything is going to be y'all right. Thank you. Well, now we're going to breeze through this show. Everything is going to be cool, and I'm going to make sure that we get y'all out of here so y'all can watch that presidential debate tonight. Now, speaking of the presidential debate, listen, I don't know about y'all, but I know one thing. Joe Biden better not pull that Democrat pussy shit that they normally do. You know, they always be all concerned about their image, and they don't want to put certain things out there that everybody is thinking or everybody knows, because they want to make it seem like they have so much decorum and couth and professional. Man, fuck all of that. Gloves need to come off tonight. So I'm going to make sure that we get y'all out of here in time for y'all to be on TV screen like, even though, you know, they're going to do all that preliminary shit up front and all that. But we're going to be good. And that's the whole point. Yo. So, let's do it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily. The Daily Go Get a Mism Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts of Daily Go Get a Mism Show all up in your area. And I hope that you're feeling good like real men and women should. Tonight, we are talking about it hits different when it's true. It hits different when it's true. Things hit different when they're true. I said things hit different. What? When they're true. And you know that they do. when somebody that you like or that you care about or that you're trying to get next to or that you're trying to get closer to, when they say things or notice certain things about you and they bring it to your attention, just when you was thinking that you were making headway and really making some inroads towards their heart or their affections or their influences, and then they bring up something that you may have really been sensitive about. It could be something physical. It could be something emotional. It could be something that has something to do with you or yours. But the thing about it is, it's true. It's 100% true. So even if they stumble upon it and it's not, and you don't even think that they really know what they're talking about, guess what though? You're going to feel that because you know that it's something that you would rather not bring to the forefront. Not necessarily something that you was keeping a secret, but it may be something that you would rather keep that of a private nature. You know, private and secret is the same thing. You know, private and secret is the same thing. We say that it's different, and by definition, it is a little different. But when it pertains to us and ours, it's the same goddamn thing. Because one of those things about being private, we always say, everybody don't need to know my business. I said, everybody don't need to know my business. Everybody don't need to know my business. I said, everybody don't need to know my business. And that's 100% true. That's work. But you know, when it comes through, you're feeling like, yo, don't be telling my shit. Don't be putting everything I do out here. What the fuck is, yo, you know, it's real. Now I'm trying to get into the way that I feel. Things hit different when they're true. Listen, which one of y'all used to do the dozens when y'all was little? If y'all don't know what the dozens are, that's if you live in Philly, that's bussing on somebody. Y'all was bussing on each other all day. If you live in New York, that was they had a couple of words, but they used to be like, yo, he broke on her. He broke on her. So it could have been breaking, could have been ragging, it could have been whatever the case. If you live down south, it could have been jonesing, it could have been ribbing. Whatever the case was, y'all was talking about each other. Ah, look at your sneaks. Your sneaks leaning. Your sneaks leaning like your pop be leaning when he be on that lean. Oh, I'm sorry. When he be on that. See, that's the part. Everything was cool until you said, see, his sneaks was all right. We could laugh at his sneaks leaning. He do need a new pair of sneaks. But when you said about his leaning like his pop when he banged, see, that part was true. Like, hold on. Everybody in this schoolyard don't know my dad. And you don't even know my dad like that, but you do know that my dad got a drug problem. Like, why you have to, that's when the fight starts. That's when the feelings came. That's when the shit was wrong. That's when you say the name. That's when somebody said you went too far. Yo, get fucked out of here, y'all. Y'all ain't going to be putting me on blast. Because if you do, I'm whooping somebody ass. And that's where somebody got something else to say. Well, they getting they ass whooped too. Today, that's word at school, 3 o'clock. I'ma see you. Ah, that's what's at school, 3 o'clock. I'ma see you. 3 o'clock at school. I'ma see you. And I'm going to do what the fuck I came to do. Shouldn't have talked about my dad. During the crack era, y'all was talking, that's why your mom this. That's why your mom's so black. Your mom's so black. If she wear all white, if she lay in the street, she look like one of them stripes in the middle of the street. She like a diviner, nigga. My mama's dusty. But your mom is shit. I saw her sucking dick in the alley and shit with a crack. And she cracking. You're not ready for no your mama jokes, son. Things hit different when they true. Things hit different when they true. You got a learning disability. You've been in the OB classes since you was in kindergarten. You in the same classroom with you and your friend, with the rest of them LD motherfuckers from first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. You got to learn a disability. You're not ready for your mama jokes. You're not ready for that. Because when somebody, if you sensitive to that, you know, somebody then already said that you were stupid. You know how we used to, listen, I don't know what school y'all went to, but I don't even know what OB means to this day. Yo, he in them OB classes. We used to say it stood for out of brains. I still don't know if there was an actual term called OB, an official term. But we knew what LD stood for. Actually, we didn't. It stands for learning disability. And you, everybody know where the LD classes is because they spend one day in the same class. Everybody else went to different classes. They went to gym. They went to science. They went to math. They went to English. They went to OB, LD. And we used to say LD stood for literally dumb. We was kids. We ain't know. But then again, we knew. We knew that was a diss. But like I said, it hit different when it's true. 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 So when they think about the people who was in them LD classes when they grew up, people remember that they was in them LD classes. And you know, soon as Facebook came up, you know somebody done put somebody out there about how they was in them LD classes. You know it. You know it. Well, yeah, I went to G-Town. Yeah, I went to G-Town too. Yeah, but I went to the G-Town where we went to different classes. You went to the G-Town where you was in one class, and that was the dumb class. Yeah, you went to one class, and you know that it was only dumb class. I said, you only went to one class, and you know for a fact that was a dumb class. You was a dumb motherfucker. You dropped out. Yeah, I said, you're a dumb motherfucker. You dropped out. You got a different diploma, motherfucker. Stayed in, but I'll give it to you. Stayed in, but that shit got an asterisk by your motherfucking diploma. Ah, you dumb motherfucker. Things hit different when it's true. Things hit different when it's true. Things hit different when they true, baby. F. Cook, what a good look. Every time I see you, I feel comfortable, not shook. What's up, ma? Good to see you. Word up. And Emily Dunlap in the house. Said it, Emily. What's going on, man? And my brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? And the beauty I could not see, Cherry. What's going on, man? It's good to see some of you now. Listen, let me let y'all know something. One of our favorite go-getters' birthday is today. And I don't see it yet. Let me make sure I don't see it, you know, because she's been known to sneak on up in here. But she might not come today. By the way, what's going on, Annette Davis, the number one? Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, ma? One of our favorite go-getters today. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. So when Charlene, if she come in here, make sure y'all hit her up with the quickness. Like, happy birthday, ma. Yeah, what's going on? Don't wait, because some of y'all going to skip out like 7:55 on something. Yo, I got to make sure I'm poised for this presidential debate. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. It's a birthday today. And Barbara Hill Cissé's birthday is today, too. So if they should stop through, you know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is. All right, let's keep moving. Things hit different when it's true. Things hit different when they're true, baby. Ansel Jones says, when people bring up past loves, especially if they bring up an aspect of one of your old relationships that you really would not like, you would rather keep, you know what I mean? Let that shit stay in the past. You know, it could be anything from, yeah, you used to whoop her ass. One thing a man cannot walk off, a violent past, a domestic violent past. You can't walk that off. No matter what you do, that's what you did. And somebody seen you do it or somebody felt you do it and they never forgot about that shit. I don't give a fuck. I bet you one thing.
If you ever go into politics, they're going to bring that shit up. Domestic violence. He used to whoop his girl ass. I saw. Remember? All of us, you know, the cops came and all of that kind of shit. And they, the shit spilled outside. Both sides of the family, they was going at it and all that shit. He slapped his wife. You can't walk down or walk off a domestic violence incident or a domestic violence past or history. Somebody going to bring it up. Or it could be some other thing in your past relationship that you know what I mean, you feel some kind of way about, because it could have been when you were younger and very impressionable and all deep in love, nose wide open and shit, nose all wide open. You know what I'm saying? Somebody had you up all up tight. They had you right on the hip like a beeper. They had your nose open and they had you on the hip like a beeper. And it wasn't a goddamn thing. You did everything. It was like, you was the little sheep of little Bo Peep. Everywhere that little Peep go, the sheep was sure to go. You was the sheep. She was little Bo Peep. She was Bo Peep. Bo Peep, sheep. Bo Peep. You, sheep. And it could have been when you was younger. And you thought that that's what you had to do. Now you're older, you realize, man, that ain't the way to be. Letting somebody walk all over you like that. But you had to learn. And now you figure it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. And you're right. But guess what? Somebody remembers where you're at and they bring it up and the shit is all true. And they know a little bit more than you wish they knew. And the shit hit different when it's true. The shit hit different when it's true. Sometimes people fuck up and they say shit about you. They say something that's true and it might not hurt, but then they mix it in with something that is untrue. But the part that was untrue, you gotta address that part. But it makes it look like you're not credible because you have to acknowledge the true part. But you got all passionate about the lie part. And depending on the way your audience or the audience is looking at the whole thing, it kind of makes it look like, yeah, you just mad because this shit is true, son. Hey, yo, rap, son, just mad, son. But it hit different when it's true. It hit, oh, y'all used to say bussing in New York, too? I never heard them say that. I never heard them say bussing in New York. Okay. Okay. And you spelled it right, busting. I remember white teachers used to be like, okay, stop busting on each other. You guys stop busting. We used to be like, you mean busing? Okay, yeah, whatever. Busting. You know what? Stop teasing each other. We have to get back to these lessons. I still told says I was an R. Kelly fan. I still am. Shit, listen, R. Kelly dead wrong, and he's going to get mad fucked up. He's already fucked up. But you can't take away 12 play. Ain't nothing you can do about that shit. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do about 12 play, the Chocolate Factory, TP 2000. Yeah, listen, R. Kelly's the best fucking R&B artist ever. And, I mean, you can hate if you want. Yes. You can take his records off the radio. You still got the CDs and tapes, nigga. Yeah, I'm still an R. Kelly fan. But he got to do that time. He got to pay that restitution. But that ain't going to stop. That ain't going to stop you from, you know, when you hear that the remix of Bump and Grind, you can't, ain't nothing you can do about that shit. I just really don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, baby. I really don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, baby. I really, you're gonna feel that, it's gonna bring back the ghost in 1993, right? It's going to bring back the ghost in 1993. You ain't going to be able to fight that shit up. Yo, you fighting. Yes. I really don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, baby. I don't see nothing wrong.
You can't take away a nigga talent. Just keep it moving.
Things hit different when they true. Things hit different when they true. Word. So if you was an R. Kelly fan, I still am an R. Kelly fan. You're just going to have to be mad at me. I mean, because if I was in the courtroom, I'd be like, nigga, you guilty. And you're going to do all that time. And your catalog is going to be sold for cheap. And I'm buying all of it. All right. So, the beauty I cannot see. Cherry, what's going on, Bob? I said, the Bella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. What's going on, man? How you doing? You know what I mean? I hope you feeling good. Real good. You know what I'm saying? All right. So it hit different when shit hit different when they're true. Shit hit different when they're true. You know what I mean? Somebody point out the fact that your 8-year-old son still pee on himself. I ain't talking about pee in the bed. That nigga straight pee on himself. Like, what you doing? He got a problem holding it. Like, y'all can't fix that? Well, we haven't been able to fix it. So your son is known as pee-pee boy. That's going to be a hard thing for you to shake off. Because number one, it's true. Number two, it's embarrassing. Number three, it's a serious problem and indicative of probably some other health issues or psychological issues. And number four, you're going to try to dress him, try to keep him looking good, fresh gear and all that kind of shit to try to hide the fact that this boy be peeing on himself. Like, you got this motherfucker a brand new pair of Sergio Valentes and he got a big ass water stain there. But that ain't water. You know what I mean? You smell that? No, that's not a homeless person. Guess what? That's your eight. That's Tyrese. That's 8-year-old Tyrese. Can't hold his pee. Like, why don't Tyrese just go to the bathroom? He did. But before, PP boy. Things hit different when they true. Hit different when they true. That ain't nothing anybody going to be able to joke around with you about. They ain't going to be able to joke around with you about that shit because you know that it's true. Hold on, y'all. Hold on a second. Hold on, son. I
gotta get my shit. Man, I ain't having the. I ain't having the shit. Hold on. I had to get my shit out, son. I had to get my shit, son. Yeah. Yo, get the colon read, son. We gotta get that colon read out. You feel what I'm talking about? You see? You know what I'm saying? Lil C's, he drink the Cola Reed. Lil Kim, she drink the Cola Reed. Puffy, Puff Daddy, he drink the Cola Reed. I drink the Cola Reed. The shit is all right. All right. Shit hits different when it's true. It does, because it goes right to our sensitivities. It goes right to our insecurities. We try to fight it off. Many people have told us, well, don't be letting motherfuckers get to you. Don't let them see you sweat. Don't let them see, that they got the upper hand on you. They don't have the upper hand. What they have is they have some intel on me that I can't fucking deny this shit. But I've been hiding this shit. I can't deny it, but I've been hiding it. And evidently, I haven't put it away well enough. Niggas know. And now more niggas know than knew before. They all know. And they're all gonna laugh at you. They're all gonna laugh at you. Shit hit different when it's true, baby. Shit hit different when it's true, baby. Beauty I cannot see. Cherry says, I'm sensitive. I don't like bussing. Words hurt more than hits. And you probably understood that at a young age. But that don't stop people from busting on you. And nobody gets from kindergarten to 12th grade
without getting busted on. I don't care how pretty you are. Somebody gonna find a flaw on you. And you know there are many. Everybody got flaws. You know, when we was younger, we thought certain people was like straight perfect. Shit. You ever see them naked? You ever see them naked? I'm just saying. When you see somebody naked, if you can't find no flaws, something wrong. For example, we be seeing all of these strippers, and a lot of people think that strippers have like the perfect body, whatever the fuck that means. Okay, and you can see all of their body, right? Because they naked or damn near, you know, they as naked as can be anyway, right? You figure, no, there ain't no flaws. You don't see no blotches, no blemishes, no. Like, but they got on makeup. Yeah, but they body, there's nothing wrong. I'm like, you don't think they can do body makeup? But still, they can only do. Like, yo, anything that you can put in front of a camera, you can make look different. You can make it look better, or you can make it look worse. It depends on what you do with the lighting. It depends on what you do with the shutter. It depends on what you do. The cameras, yo. Yeah, listen. This is what I used to tape with. You know, these two SLRs right here, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm very well versed in video. And this is only two of the shits I use. Yo, you can make shit look the way you want it to look. I don't do it. I don't use filters or nothing. But I'm well aware that I'm not perfect. Nowhere near it. Not close. Not in the same area. I'm not in the same zip code. Area code. No. And no, none of them are either. Now, you might say to yourself, if you have like body envy, like, yeah, but then, you know, their body is very, very beautiful. And it is. But you're not in the same room with them. How you know they don't stink? I ain't never seen a body that has skin on it that don't stink if you move around a lot. That sounds like a flaw to me. Yeah, but everybody stinks if they, yep, they sure do. Just like everybody has flaws. Case closed, huh? Case closed. Anybody who has ever gone to the stripper spot, you know, some of them chicks, hygiene and all that. I would imagine that it could have a direct effect on their bottom line at the end of the night. But there's no doubt that some men like stinky chicks. And some women like stinky niggas. I've seen it happen. Like, that nigga be stinking, but he get all the bitches. I ain't never seen no shit. Y'all ain't never seen that like I have. Like, that nigga get all the pussy. He's a... Y'all don't smell. He be stinking when he leave his house in the morning. I used to go to school with the cat. You don't know what the fuck is. And chicks be all over him. Like, I'm like... I learned later on that those are different pheromones. But nonetheless, he has flaws. She has flaws. All God's children have flaws. When I get to heaven, going to show all my flaws. I'm going to show all my flaws in God's heaven. If you're stinky and you know it, clap your hands. If you're stinky and you know it, clap your hands. If you're stinky and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're stinky and you know it, clap your hands. Things are different when they're true. And that's just that. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Good to see you right here. Thanks for coming on through. Let's make it clear. Word. All right. TK Wright says, I have a big family, so I'm used to playing the dozens. And I'm used to someone getting in their feelings because the truth was hitting hard. Yeah, see, right here you missed the, it says and I, but it's supposed to say and I'm. See, right there, a little flaw. Right there. See right there. That's why it was a little hard for me to read at first. But I got it together. Everything cool. That's a little flaw. I'm fucking with you. All right, but yeah, you know, when you a kid, people always want to pick out your flaws. With me, big head. I had a lot of hair when I was little, so you know I had a big bush, so it made my head look big. Big teeth, still got big teeth, but I think I was little and the teeth looked bigger than. You know, my head wasn't as big to cover the teeth. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, people call me. Somebody teased me about my teeth last year. It's like a big tooth mump. You know what I mean, big buck tooth mump. I was like, buck tooth? Wait a minute. I may have big teeth, but I've never been buck tooth. What are you talking about? That's unfair. How dare you? My big sis, Robbie Robin Ming, is all up in the house. How you feeling, Ma? It's good to see me. Some you. That's my word. Thanks for coming. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate y'all, man. Oh, by the way, y'all know y'all can call in. Y'all can call in. And the number to call if y'all want to call in is 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Today, go get a business show all up in your area. 319-527-6199. No censorship whatsoever. You say it any way you want to say it. You want to curse, you want to cuss, you want to swear, you want to yell, you want to scream, you want to put it out there. Express your passion in any form or fashion. We good. Just show a little respect. Not a whole lot. Just, nah, I mean. Nah, I mean. TK Wright says, I can't listen to his songs without really listening to the lyrics and then realize who he was addressing. Well, can you listen to Luther Vandross songs and see who he's really addressing? You know he was gay. So when he was talking about for only for one night, he wasn't talking to you. Never be the same. He wasn't talking to none of y'all. I'm not scared. Let me let you go. If only for one. Yeah. If you can listen to Luther songs and realize that he was talking to Tyrone, then you should be able to listen to R. Kelly songs. And yeah, I mean, at least R. Kelly was talking to you. He was just talking to the younger you. He was talking to the younger you. I mean, I'm just saying. Things hit different when they true. 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 Things. Anto Jones says Fiesta remix R. Kelly. Yo, that was a dope song. Yo, he had a Fiesta. He didn't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. This song was dope. The regular version was dope, but that damn remix, I really don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, baby. I don't see nothing wrong. Some of y'all gonna go like, damn, I don't know, I ain't hear that shit in a while. I think I'm gonna go on YouTube Music and listen to that shit. Yeah. And then David says, my daughter keep bringing up the fact that when she was younger, that I almost choked her out, but she forgets about why. Annette, I want to thank you. I want to thank you right from this thing right here, this thing that beats right inside my chest. I want to thank you because family will fuck you up bringing up one-sided version of the truth. The fucked up part about it is, it's true. But they, just like you said, they conveniently leave out everything leading up to it. Yeah, well, you damn near killed me and shit, and you didn't even give a fuck. You was mad when you tried to kill me. Totally leaving out the fact that they either tried to kill somebody that you was trying to protect, or they tried to kill you. Annette, I'm going to tell you a little technique that you can employ the next time she brings up the fact that you tried to choke out. You tell her, listen, I wasn't trying to choke you out. I was just trying to incapacitate you until you stopped resisting. It just so happened that in my naval training, this is the way I was trained to subdue my assailant. I mean, after all, I work in corrections, so I just had to incapacitate you until I could stabilize the situation. I just wanted to stabilize the situation. So as soon as you stopped moving, I resuscitated you. That's what you tell her. You tell her I said so. Carrie Rice. Said that Carrie reference hit different just now. Yo, where you get those angry emojis? That shit's different. They it's different when it's three of them in a row. Hey, look at that shit. Yeah, she's really mad. You know what I mean? Like in New Jack City with Nino Brown, when the old head tried to shoot Nino Brown, like, yo, his old head tried to do me. Like, yo, mad at me. Damn. He mad at me. What's up, Jaina? Hold up, Jenna. Hold on. Jenna Gom. She said, that's nasty. See, I'm so far up, I don't know what was we talking about when the little boy is peeing on himself. Is that what's nasty? Is that what it is? Is that what it is? Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, Jenna. Jaina. Which one is it? Jaina or is it Jenna? Is it Jaina or is it Jenna? Is it Jet? See, if it had two N's, I would be sure that it was Jenna. But because it only has one N and an E, it's like, looks like Jaina. I don't want to say your name wrong. Show respect. It also says, at this stage, if it's true and you choose to see me differently, use some binoculars from 20 miles away to look at me. Oh, shit. I don't know about y'all, man, but I watch a lot of battle rap. I'm a big, giant, huge battle rap fan. And so they go at each other and get personal about real personal shit all the time. And I be looking at these battles, and I be like, yo, man. Like, they be dissing each other beyond belief. And they call it just an angle. Like, it's an angle. So if they know something personal about you, they'll use that in the battle. But they be using it like, I be expecting them motherfuckers to really be mad at each other afterwards. They be hugging and shaking hands. I'm like, yo, you can't shake that off. That's ugly right there. Because a lot of the shit that they be saying be true. When it's not true, they be like, yeah, these fake personals. When it's real personals, it's like, so you gonna try to use that shit, but you can't beat me rhyming. Like, yo, it hit different when it's true. I've seen motherfuckers crumble under that shit. Like, you gonna lose this battle. You done. And the whole crowd, the whole audience knows that angle on you. They know that it's true. But you may have brought it the battle rapper may have brought it from a different perspective or added in information that wasn't privy to everyone else. So it's tough. But that's like them playing dozens for big money. And I'm like, yo, I don't know if I would be with all that. But then again, it's considered a sport. All low blows. I feel Jones says, they laugh at strippers but will blow $500 in a weekend. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing about it is, niggas go to the strip joint trying to impress other niggas because they not trying to impress the chicks. If you was trying to impress the chicks, then you would go straight for the, you would go straight go the hooker route. Like, do you want to fuck or do you just want to show? Evidently, you just want to show because they be making it rain in the strip joint. Making it rain, like, ain't number of niggas in this club. There are, let's say that there, I don't know, 15 girls in there. 15 girls, 50 niggas. So all the money that you showing is not to impress the girls, because they getting paid. You did that to impress these dudes in here. Like, look, I'm a bigger man than you because I can waste more than you can on this chick that will fuck us for $150, $200 after the shit. But I just threw a $700, you know, to impress y'all. I'm a man among men. And you can best believe if you point out that little part of it that I just said, if you pointed that out to them baller dudes, they'd be like, you might have a fight on your hand. Because they don't, you know. Dudes who got a lot of money and who throw it around, and them getting money niggas, they do not like to get dissed. They don't like to look at themselves. Everything their whole pride is seen through the lens of their wallet. Or in their case, their money clip. So, you know, the first thing they're going to try to attack with you is, oh, broke ass niggas and blah, 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 blah. But sometimes you got to ask yourself, would I rather be broke or would I rather have a little dick? Some people can't even answer that question because the choice has already been made for them. And the choice that has been made for them are both. Yes, they have two of those qualities. But you can best believe if a nigga got a little dick and he's broke, he's going to be extremely hard to deal with because he's going to be angry a lot. Mm-hmm. So, personally, and I've come a long way with this, but I'm a strong advocate for little dick niggas having money because they got to balance that shit out some kind of way. Because trust me, if you dealing with a dude who got a little dick and he broke, you got a problem on your hands. You got a real big problem on your hands. You know what I'm saying? And the truth hit a little different. When that's your reality, and somebody points it out to you, there is no real soft, easy, or comforting way to tell somebody, well, listen, I know you don't have a lot of money, but your dick is little too. Well, let's think about it. How could you do it? I know. Your tongue game is all that. Problem solved. Everything. Everything good. Your tongue game is on tilt. Your tongue game is on tilt. As Cook says, I knew a guy that smelled really bad and always had plenty of women. I know we're not talking about the same guy, Because I've seen it happen multiple times as cooks. It's a reality. Getting all the pussy. And nobody seems to, you don't hear nobody else talk about the fact that he stinks. Like, so I'm all alone here? Have you doing this shit? Nah, that ain't me. Cause you know, if your stinky ass even tried to get away with that shit, it's not gonna go over well. You can't stink late in the game and get away with it. You gotta stink up front. That has to be your deal. All right. Carol Chamberlain said, wait a minute. Let me think Luther was singing to me, damn it. Oh, yeah. Diligently needed. Well, all right. Who knew that when he was talking about bad boy, we go sneak out, and who knew that he was really talking about the bad boy coming to his house? Who knew? They was having a party, all right. Having a party, a sausage party, nigga. Fucking to the music. Everybody swinging on the radio. Bad boy. Emily Dillef says, but when I first heard the song Bill, it didn't dawn on me that the guy was cheating with a man. Damn, me either. I didn't know that shit. Maybe because it wasn't like the song wasn't on my radar. I ain't really like it. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Hit the like button, share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, yes, the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. We're talking about things hit different when they're true. You know what I'm saying? This is how it's going down tonight with Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Yeah, you know what it is. We do this every weekday night, 7 p.m. 11 o'clock a.m. on weekends, but we do it every day. So welcome, everybody. Oh, you was talking about when men stink. Oh. Cool. I got you, Jaina. I got you. Was it Jenna? Emily says, I love battle rap, but I can't be part of it. I'm too sensitive. Speaking of battles, how about KRS-One and MC Shan? Well, they say KRS-One won that. But I like MC Shan. I still do. I was listening to some MC Shan last week. You know what I'm saying? MC Shan was dope. He was dope. Jenna says, and that's why I think men are basic as hell. They're basic? Interesting. Very, very interesting. Bros before hoes. Yo, Wallace. Oh, bros before hoes is an indicator. I think so. I always thought that was a little like bros before hoes. You notice they tried to make they said hoes so make it seem like it was okay not to be on the woman's side. I'm like, shit. Who you gonna fuck at the end of the night though? Hopefully you don't settle for no man pussy. And that says, leave little Dicky alone. He can't help it. He can't. But when the truth is the truth. So I done heard women talk about little dick niggas who swore they have a big dick. I'm like, no, that nigga know he got a little dick. Anybody who watches pornos, you know where your dick is in the dick game. You watch pornos. You know what I mean? You watch pornos, you know where your dick is in proximity. You like in the field of dicks. You know where you at. You know if you on the upper echelon of dick, or whether you mid-tier, or if you... if you one of those... You know if you one of those, let's turn the light out first, lights out first before we get busy. Because that's an indicator. Look, if a man don't want to fuck with the lights on, you already know. Either he has insecure body insecurity issues, like he feel like he's too fat, or shoot, man, got man. If a man is proud of his man, he turn the lights up high, like You know what I mean? He be coming at you like come in the room like. Yeah, yeah. You do know what we about to do, right? You good? You good? All right. I need you to come sit here. Yeah. But shout out to all y'all little dick niggas, man. Tongue game on tilt, so I hear. So I hear. All right. That's right. Sausage party. Shout out. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right. All right. We got to get ready to get on about it. We got to get ready. Jenna said, shoot, I told a guy he stunk and he got offended. I was like, yeah. I mean, because as far as I'm concerned, all you need to do, if somebody tell you to stink, that you stink, is fix that shit. Get in the shower with you. You know what I mean? She said, I told him nicely. Word. Inch high private. Carol Chamberlain. Or their girl is ugly. Hey. No man should ever compare his dick to a dildo. His feelings will definitely be hurt. Not really, because dildos are not representative of real dicks. Like, even if they are representative in length, sometimes they just go too far with the dildo. I done seen dildos like this long, like this thick. Like, even the woman, I'm like, you just showing off, shorty. Ain't nobody trying to shove a fucking torpedo in you and shit. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody trying to shove a torpedo in you. Good. You good. All right. We about to do these birthday shout outs so I can set y'all free. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. It's the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. All right. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 29th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are special. They are special. They are. Number one out the box, Nakia McIntyre. No relation, turning 28 years old. Happy birthday to you, Nakia. And also Tana Walker, turning 31 years old. And Erica Monroe, happy birthday to you. And Marie-Ange LaPierre, turning 28 years old. And DeConte Watkins, turning 27 years old. And Judith Robinson. And my man from way, 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 way back in the day. This was my man, 9th and 10th grade, my man Johnny Lohman. You know what I mean? That was my boy. Happy birthday to you, bro. And Charlize Johnson, turning 49 years old. And Tracy Deloach, happy birthday to you. And Latasha Kellum, turning 41 years old today. And go get a Barbara Hill Cisse riding with me today. Happy birthday to you. I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. She's been riding since day one. And also Ali Henderson, turning 26 years old today. And Tanisha Ingram, turning 46 years old today. And Vincent Squire, my man Vincent Squire, happy birthday to you. And Patricia Washington Ross, turning 56 years old today. And my girl going all the way back to the 1982, Janine Ward. She's a go-getter. And that's my word. That's my word. She's a go-getter. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, her word. Word. And last but certainly not least, our girl, Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. Happy birthday to you, Charlene. Yo, do your damn thing on your big day, Charlene. Word up. I hope that today also finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. I hope you partying up right now, doing it way large. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 29th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, listen, man, listen. Things hit different. Listen, I wish I had a little bit more time to do this show because we had a lot to cover. But you know, listen, we won't get on about it here. But we might pick it up a little part of it tomorrow, a little part of it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, things hit different when they're true because the truth helps definitely, but the truth hurts when you're trying to hide it. When you're trying to hide behind a lie, the truth is going to hurt hard. It's going to hurt bad. It's going to be a deep cut. But you know what? You can always fix the hurt that somebody has inflicted on you about the truth, especially if it's something that you cannot change about yourself. If it is something that you can change about yourself, then work on it. You know what I mean? Make that your priority day one tomorrow. Don't wait. You know, some people be waiting for New Year's resolutions and all that kind of shit. Wait until Monday, wait until after the weekend, wait until this. No, if you see something that you need to improve about yourself, start the day, start getting some practice in. You don't always have to go cold turkey. Cold turkey doesn't always work. But something, trying, being serious, formulating a plan, planning your work that you formulate, it will work. And I can guarantee you that. And believe me, that's a great way to get respect and to keep them motherfuckers that be dissing. Keep the haters off your back. All right? So I'm going to holler back at y'all, me and yell, y'all do the damn thing. If you haven't hit the like button yet, hit the like button. Haven't hit the like button yet, hit the like button. Share the show. Share the show. Don't keep it all to yourself. You know how that go. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's a daily go get a minute show. We see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation. Love you right back to life. And